Hespedim will come like at the Shloshim or something, you know. But apparently, at least what I was forwarded is no Hespedim and no gatherings, you know. Remember, like he thought of it. He said, I don't want any of that. No end around. I don't know. Okay, so tonight we're going to learn something related to Chanukah, because it is the first night of Chanukah. You know, today I guess we should dedicate the learning with Zecher Nishmas, Rav Steinemann Zichrono Livracha, who was just nifter today. And I heard someone commenting, I think Rabbi Rudinsky, that it's appropriate that it's right before Chanukah, because the choshech that one feels in the world is... we hope to compensate for with the neros of Chanukah, with the light of Torah on Chanukah, and there is a certain sense of choshech when an Adam Gadol of that stature dies. I was at a levaya when I was in Eretz Yisrael last week. Rav Yonason Sachs's mother passed away last week, and the kavura was in Har Menuchos, so I was able to attend the levaya. And one of the speakers, one of the Zach's cousins, said, you know, Sachs's mother was 97 years old, so he said something very interesting, because and I think it resonates with the Rav Steinemann Petira, that sometimes, you know, Darko Shalolam is that when a young person dies, so it's very, very sad, and it really reverberates in the whole community and the whole family. And when an older person dies, you know, Kafi Darko Shalolam, that's what happens. Older people die, and it's not something that people feel very strongly. Or you know, obviously you do the basic, you go and you do a kavura, and you go to the levaya, and you pay a shiva call or whatever. But it's certainly not something that people get emotional about. But sometimes, even someone of a very advanced, specifically when someone of a very advanced age passes away, they've become so, they're like this Ilan Gadol that's become so rooted, and it's grown so tall and so massive that the toppling of that Ilan Gadol, by definition, is going to make a roshan. It's going to make a major impression. So I think with Rav Steinemann, you know, 104 years old, you try to explain it to somebody. Why is that a tragedy for Klal Yisrael? 104-year-old man dies. 104-year-old, I mean, Adrabah, what a bracha. But we understand that an Ilan Gadol, that someone that's become such an Ilan Gadol, such a tremendous inspiration for the Jewish people, that leaves a tremendous void, and Klal Yisrael feels that void. So anyway, so tonight we're going to be learning about Al HaNisim a little bit, and this is not from the Torah of Rav Steinemann, this is from the Torah of Yibadul Chaim Tovim, from Rav Yerucham Olshin, Rosh Yeshiva in Lakewood. I just thought it was a very beautiful piece he had about Al HaNisim, and there are a lot of Achronim that say very similar ideas, but he just has a way of putting things together that's somewhat unique and very beautiful. For those who are interested, the sefer that Rav Yerucham Olshin puts out is Yerach L'Mo'adim, and they have he just reprinted the edition of Chanukah. I have the Madura Rishonis, so I don't know what I'm missing in the new edition, but he's just reprinted the one on Chanukah. I'm sure it's available in all the local stores. But anyway, let's start with the Gemara. The Gemara Masechah Shabbos Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph raises the following shaila about Al HaNisim. Ibayilahu, Mal Lahaskir Shel Chanukah Bebirchas HaMazon. Should you mention Chanukah and benching? Meaning, the Gemara seems to be taken for granted, and Rashi points this out, that b'tfila pshitalan, it's obvious that in tfila you're going to say Al HaNisim. The whole question is there also Al HaNisim in benching on Chanukah? Meaning, not a question about benching on Purim, not a question about tfila on Chanukah, a question dafka about benching on Chanukah. Why is the benching on Chanukah going to be different than the benching on Purim? Because Purim is a day of Suuda. There's a chiv of Suuda on Purim. There's a mitzvah Suuda on Purim. There's no mitzvah of Suuda on Chanukah. It's an interesting discussion why that is. Why is there no mitzvah of Suuda on Chanukah? The Taz quotes from Levush. There's a whole discussion what exactly the reason is that there's no Suuda on Chanukah. That maybe when the I think the Taz quotes from Levush that when the the threat was a physical threat against the Jewish people, like in the days of Haman, so then the celebration is a physical celebration. But when the threat was a spiritual threat, the celebration should be of a more spiritual nature, not of a physical nature, and therefore there's no Suda. There's actually a wonderful new Sefer that just came out, the Mashkiach, in Beis Medrash LeTalmud in Lander College. Rabbi Bamberger just put out a book about books. It's called Great Jewish Books, I think. He told me about a year and a half ago that he's putting this together. He had this idea of writing a couple of pages on, let's say, the 200 most important Jewish books ever written, like ever, outside of, let's say, Tanakh and Shas, like Rashi al HaTorah. And, you know, going through all of history, so for, it was fun to make the list of, like, what do you identify as the 200 most important books in different categories. And then he gave me the list after he had made it, and he said he wants to include an example of a Shtikl Torah from each book, you know. So he said, go through the list. What's the one piece of Torah that sticks? It's a great, if you're around, you're schmoozing with Bnei Torah, it's a great game to play. You know, Rashi and Chumash. What's the one? What's the one Rashi and Chumash that sticks out? Or, I don't know, Rav Elchanan, Kovet Shirim. What's the one Rav Elchanan is? So it's a fun game to play amongst people who are into learning a little bit. So I went through, I mean, why am I mentioning this? So I think the Levush, I think he has this Shtigl Torah about Chanukah. In the first 100 pages, he had three different Chanukah-related entries. Anyway, fascinating book. I'm sure you can get that in your local stores. It's printed by Art Scroll, so we'll put in the plug for Rabbi Bamberger. Okay, so the Gemara raises this question. So do you say Ala Nisim in benching on Chanukah? So what are the tzadim? So Kivud Midrabanan Hula Matgrinan. Maybe on the one hand it's a Din Rabbanan, and therefore you wouldn't have to say Ala Nisim. Odil Mishum Persuminisa Matgrinan. Or maybe for Persuminisa, we mention it. It's important to realize Persuminisa is very often not what we think Persuminisa is. I mean, if you were to ask someone, what is Persuminisa? Oh, it's publicizing the miracles. How do you do that? You go shout it from the rooftops. You go screaming, you advertise it, you're right around to the car that has a big menorah on it. You, I don't know, do whatever you can to publicize the miracle. Yeah, on Chanukah, I can't think of another example outside of Chanukah where Persuminisa actually means to the outside world. Neros Chanukah, there's Persuminisa to the outside world. The other examples we have of Persuminisa in Shas, I think as far as I know, there are only two other examples. There's Mikra Megillah, and there's Dalet Kosos, and then Haseba by Dalet Kosos, and in both of those examples, the Persuminisa is an internal Persuminisa, right? Even Mikra Megillah, it's in Shul. It's amongst the Jewish people, enclosed within the shul building that you're reading the Megillah. We never have Persumina outside of Chanukah, and even over here by Chanukah, if the we're suggesting that there's a Persuminisa of Ala Nisim. How in the world is that a Persuminisa? You're not publicizing that to anybody else. So Persuminisa has to mean more than, or something in addition to, or maybe even exclusive of, the idea that we're putting it out there for the general public to see. But anyway, these are the two tzadim of the Gemara. So Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schor, Amar Rav Huna, Eino Maskir. Vim Bala Haskir, Maskir Bauda. Don't do it, but if you do it, it should be in Nodelcha. It should not be anywhere else in benching. Rav Huna bar Yehuda ikla lebei Rava, sovrla et kurei bebonu Yerushalayim. He thought, no, it should be included in Bonu Yerushalayim like everything else, like Yal v'Yavo. Amlu Rav Sheshes k'tfila, matfila bauda, af birchsamazim bauda. That it should be like tefillah, that just like in tefillah we say Ala Nisim in modim, so too in birchsamazim we say it behodah. Wonderful. So that is the Gemara that tells us that there is Ala Nisim in benching, and the time we say it in benching is in Hodah, and therefore it's not surprising that the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the source number 3, Kol Shemonis Yimei Chanukah Omer Ala Nisim Birchas Hamazon Bibirchas Haaretz Ubitfila Bibirchas Modin. Well, wait a second, what's Birchas Haaretz? So Birchas Haaretz is what the Gemara referred to as, no, that's Hoda'ah, right? I mean, it's not really called Hoda'ah. No one ever calls the second bracha of benching Hoda'ah, it's Birchas Haaretz. V'im lo amar, ein machzir noso. And if you skip Ala Nisim, you don't have to repeat. Umihu im nizkar ba'osa bracha, calls much luhiskas Hashem elfin niskar ben ata laHashem choser. As long as you haven't said Hashem Hashem yet, it's not too late. And then it adds the Rama. Yesh omrim kishashachach alanisim birchsamazam. If you forget alanisim in benching, kishemagia laharachaman. When you get to the harachamans, yomer harachaman yasal alanisim nuflos kshem shasisal v'senu beimimayim b'zman hazeh b'imayim atziyal v'chule. He says that you could still make it up, still in the benching, but when you get to the Arachmans, say a Arachman that Hashem should do Nisim for us like He did in the days of our fathers, etc., and say the whole rest of it. Now that Rama is a famous Rama for an entirely different reason than what we're going to discuss tonight. That's a famous Rama because there you have, black on white, in Shulchan Aruch, the Rama telling you, pray for a miracle. And the problem is that that is against an explicit Mishnah in Maseches Brachos, that one is not permitted to pray for a miracle. You're not allowed to daven that if your wife is already pregnant, so the baby's gender is already determined, you're not allowed to daven that it should be a boy. No, because then you're essentially saying, if it's a girl, change it. That would be miraculous. You're not allowed to daven if there's a kol tzvacha be'ir, let it not be in my house. You can't daven for such a thing because it's already determined. It would take a miracle to go back in time and to change such a thing. One is not allowed to pray for a miracle. In fact, I saw on Twitter the other day that a guy I know, who I guess I follow on Twitter, tweeted that he was outside of the Midtown Tunnel and it was yesterday, right? Yesterday when the pipe bomb went off in Manhattan by the Port Authority. So he said that he saw ambulances and police cars flying by, and he said it was deja vu of 9/11. That's what he felt like, because he just saw like there was tremendous commotion. And he said, he tweeted, I pray that nothing happened and that everyone is really okay. So I was thinking, that's taka tefillah shav, right? You're not allowed to pray for that, because that's already happened. You don't pray for something in the past. So this Rama is a famous Rama, because this Rama says that you're allowed to daven for a miracle, that Hashem should do nisim. So there are a whole bunch of different approaches to this Rama. There's a wonderful sefer called Hakona Olamo in Simon Chav Ches. I believe he discusses this issue. He has four approaches, perhaps. So it's still available. It's actually, it's in the store. Because I'm out of copy, so it's no longer available. So we're reprinting already, so a few more. They'll be coming soon. But anyway, so the Taz writes on that Rama. So, okay, in benching, the Gemara wasn't sure whether you should say Al Nisim in the first place. The Gemara was sure that in Tefillah you say Al Nisim. Wasn't sure about benching, right? So apparently Al Nisim in Tefillah is a much bigger deal. So the Rama says, and if you forgot Al Nisim in benching, you can still make it up in the end of benching with adding a Rachman. So says the Taz, and therefore, nearly, Kolshkein b'tefillah, dimshachach sheyuchal omer nusach zeh. So if you're allowed to do that in benching, kal v'chomer you're allowed to do it in tefillah. By tefillah, Al Nisim is an even bigger deal. So if you forgot, you could say the same nusach. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, in the name of the Eli Rabba, v'hu adin sheyomer kein b'tefillah. He doesn't quote it as a kal v'chomer. He says it as a hu adin. Why should it be any different? Acher gemara tefillah, derech bakasha, kodem yilu ratzon. At the end of the gemara tefillah, you could, at the end of the tefillah, before the yilu ratzon, you could add in a whole nusach of Al Nisim. Nothing wrong with that. Here's the problem. Is that what the Rama holds? The Taz says it, the Mishnah Berurah says it. But you look carefully at what the Shulchan Aruch writes, right? Shulchan Aruch tells us, for kol shmonas yimei Chanukah, you say Al Nisim, bibirchas hamazon, u'bitfila. Right? And then commenting on that, after the Shulchan Aruch mentioned that you say it both in birchas hamazon and in tefila, the Rama writes, yeshom kishach Al Nisim, that if you get Al Nisim in Birch Samazon, then there's this way to make it up with this Harachman. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about Birch Samazon and Tefillah. Why would the Rama single out Birch Samazon? It doesn't sound like the Rama thinks this is something that's done by Tefillah. If it was done by Tefillah, he shouldn't have said Birch Samazon. He should have said, if you forget Al Nisim, in either one, you can still make it up. No, he dafka pointed to Birch Samazon. So although the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah just assume that Kal V'Chomer or Hu Adin by Tefillah, that's not the Mashmaus of the Rama. That's not the Pashtus of the Rama. But then the question becomes, why not? Meaning, what would be the chilek? Why would it be that by Birchas HaMazon, there's a makeup later in Birchas HaMazon, and if you forgot it earlier, you could still make it up with the Arachaman, but there's no such mechanism in Tefillah. Meaning, what's wrong with what the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah are suggesting? Why wouldn't the Ramah hold that way? They can still make up Al Anisim. That is question number one. Question number two, Rav Yerucham Olshan asked. Magen Avraham in Hilchos Birchas HaMazon writes that, let's say, Shabbos Chanukah. So you have to remember to add in a number of things to the benching on Shabbos Chanukah. This year it doesn't turn out that it's also Rosh Chodesh, right? It doesn't turn out that way this year. But some years where you have Shabbos, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, so you just read the whole bench. You read everything that it says. That's what Rabbi Emanuel Feldman writes in one of his books, that growing up as a kid I think he grew up in Baltimore, he said that there was whenever Shabbos, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh would fall out altogether, they would call it Mrs. Greenberg's Shabbos, because there was this old lady in the shul that used to take the siddur, and just she was completely uneducated, she was very tmimistic. She would read everything, whatever it's, you know, the Shmon Esrei for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and regular Shabbos, just read down the page. So they called it Mrs. Greenberg's Shabbos when it was Shabbos, because you just read the whole bench, you read everything, the Ritzei, the Yalaviyavo, the Alanisim, you just say everything. So, but on a regular Shabbos Chanukah, so there's no Yalaviyavo, there's Ritzei, and there's Alanisim. So let's say you forget Alanisim in benching in general. You repeat benching? No, you don't repeat benching if you forget Alanisim. Let's say you forget Ritzei in benching. You repeat benching? Yeah, halacha is you repeat benching. Okay, let's say you remembered Alanisim, but you forgot Ritzei. So what do? Right, you repeat benching. You forgot Ritzei. Good. When you repeat benching, do you say Alanisim again? Well, you would think so, right? Why not? I mean, you weren't yotze benching. So now you're benching. It's still Shabbos Chanukah. This is the benching that's going on that meal that you just had. That was Shabbos Chanukah. So the Chara, of course, you're gonna say Ala Nisim. Says the Magen Avraham, V'nirli, de Chanukah b'Shabbos, v'hiskir shol Chanukah, v'lo shol Shabbos, chozo l'rosh, ve'eino maskir shol Chanukah. You should go repeat benching, and you're going to need to say Ritzei, but don't mention Chanukah again. Wow. Because it's not a chiyuv to mention Chanukah to begin with. Yeah, but we say it. We say Al Anisim. So why wouldn't you say Al Anisim the second time around? So that is question number two. In fact, that kasha was asked many, many years ago already. The Chayyadam is already very bothered by this. Chayyadam quotes this Magen Avraham and he says, V'lo evanti, shari mashe birich kamandalas adami. Yeah, you benched once, but that benching wasn't good. You missed Ritzei, so the whole benching you weren't Yotzei. So Mela, when you bench again, this is going to be your real benching. He doesn't understand. In fact, the Sharet Zion, the Sharet Zion, the bottom of the Shabura, he writes, I'm not quoting that Magen Avraham. You know, he Dafka makes a point of drawing your attention to the fact that he's not quoting that Magen Avraham. V'lo etakti mashakas Magen Avraham linyan Chanukah didevar aveinu mukhrach l'kmo she'era prima gadim. He says, because Magen Avraham is wrong about this. It doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't you repeat Al Anisim when you're repeating benching anyway? That is question number two. So good. Question number one is, why would the Ramah think that there's a mechanism to make up for a forgotten Al Anisim later in benching, but that there's no such mechanism in Tefillah, unlike the Mishnah Berurah and the Taz, who think there is a mechanism like that in Tefillah as well. So, and question number two, why does Magen Avraham think that if you forget Ritzei, but remembered Al Anisim in benching on Shabbos Chanukah, that when you repeat benching, you skip Al Anisim? That's question number two. In order to answer both of those questions, Rav Yerucham Olshan suggests we need to answer a third question. And this is going to be a little bit more involved before we circle back to get to those initial two questions. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simon Reish Ches, Si'if Yud Beis, Maskirin Ba Me'ina Ma'ora B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh, Avalo B'Chanukah U'Purim. Talking about the Brachachs Me'in Shalosh Ala Michya. So in Ala Michya, you should add a line about Shabbos, Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, not Chanukah or Purim. There's no addition to Al HaMichya to reflect that it's Chanukah or Purim. So the achronim are bothered. Why not? You know, if you add in the other special days, why wouldn't you make mention in Alamichya that it's Chanukah or Purim? So he collects three suggestions. And it happens to be, Kavach Chaim writes that many poskim do say that you're supposed to throw something into Alamichya about Chanukah or Purim. But Shulchan Aruch says no, that there's nothing, there's no addition to Alamichya about Chanukah or Purim. So there are three approaches that are offered in the two by the major achronim, and we'll see what the third one is. Two very major achronim. One, the Bir Agra on the Shulchan Aruch. Bir Agra says the af bebirchas hamazon ain't sarich laaskim mitzad adin, because even when it comes to benching, the Gemara paskin, it's not really a requirement to say al anisim. The Gemara is explicit, like that we started with. It's only mitzad a minag. Okay, so in Alamichya, they didn't, they weren't noeg that way. Meaning, maybe even it was bedavka, as a way of reflecting that the whole haskaras meina ma'ora, that the whole idea of mentioning the day, even in benching, is only a minag. So when it came to abbreviating benching, bracha achas mein shalosh, you don't mention Alanisim, as a way of showing that it's only a minag. That's the grub. A more lamdish teretz is quoted by many achronim in the name of Reb Chaim, and it's brought by Reb Chaim's own grandson, Rav David Soloveitchik Shlita, where he writes as follows. He says in the name of Reb Chaim that dinei adinhu dim shachach lomer al nisim chanukah upurim birchas hamazon eino omer bracha b'makom haaskara kamo shetzarach lomer b'shabbos yom tov. I mean, if you forget Ritzei on Shabbos, Yal Yavim Yom Tov, you have to mention there's a bracha b'fnei atzma after Bona Yerushalayim. So you see that there's a chilik of between Alanisim and Ritzei on Shabbos and Yal Yavim on Yom Tov. Ritzei and Yal Yavim are a takana in a matbeya of the third bracha of benching. So if you forget Ritzei or Yal Yavim, you're missing one of the brachos of Shabbos and Yom Tov. And therefore, you have to make it up with as a bracha b'fnei atzma, since you're missing a bracha. As opposed to, Alanisim is not part of the bracha itself, it's a haskara b'alma, but it doesn't become a part of the bracha. So if you forget it, there's no din bracha in adding a new bracha into the benching or anything, because it never was part of the bracha. So he says, so now I understand why it's not in the bracha achas mein shalosh. Because what's alamichya? What does it mean, mein shalosh? It's one bracha. Why do we call it mein shalosh? Because what we essentially did, what Chazal essentially did, is they took birchas hamazon and they abbreviated it into a single bracha. The themes of it, so all three brachas are represented in bracha achas mein shalosh. Yeah, so anything that's a critical part of a bracha is represented in the bracha achas mein shalosh. And Ritzei, Yal Yavo, they become a critical part of the third bracha of benching. So it has to be represented in the bracha achas mein shalosh. But Alanisim, says Reb Chaim, is not part of the bracha. It's haskara b'alma. It's external to the bracha. It just needs to be put somewhere. So we throw it in middle of one of the brachos. But it's not, it doesn't become part of the bracha. It's just a haskara that you mentioned the day. So when we abbreviate the brachos, we only include themes that are the bracha itself. Alanisim is not the bracha itself. A very fancy explanation of why there's no mention of Chanukah or Purim in Alamechia. So says Rav Ruch Malshin, the Gra has a not so fancy explanation, just to demonstrate that it's only a minhag. Fine. Rav Chaim, a very fancy explanation. It's all about the nature of Alanisim. Is it part of the bracha, not part of the bracha? He says, I don't understand why we need either one of these. This is dealt with in Rishonim, and not like some obscure location in Rishonim. Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Ches, where the topic is Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. The topic is Alamichya. Beis Yosef quotes Maran Rutenberg. Now, we may not quote the Maran Rutenberg on a daily basis in our Torah discussions. You know, we're thinking Rashi's, Rambam's. But as far as the history of Rishonim goes, there were a few that were more influential than Maran Rutenberg. Beis Yosef quotes Maran Rutenberg, asks the question, why is it that we don't have Haskaras Mein Amora in Alamichya? You know what Maran Rutenberg says? He says that even in benching, there's a shita in the Gemara that we don't mention it. V'imbala haskir maskir boda, Aval b'me'ein shalosh. Here's the Lashon Hara Nuremberg. Lo yale alev ish. No one would have a hava amina to mention Chanukah or Purim in Bracha Achas Me'ein Shalosh. Why? Why not even have it? Kiven deleka hoda'a b'bracha d'me'ein gimel eino maskir. There's no hoda'a. And alanisim is directly linked with hoda'a. There's no hoda'a in Bracha Achas Me'ein Shalosh. So he says explicitly what the reason is. So what was wrong with that approach? Why is it that the Gra and Reb Chaim had to come up with these not so fancy answers, very fancy answer? He gives a very pashut. Main shalosh, lo yala levish. He thinks it's like a davar pashut. The whole takan is only to say it in hoda'ah. Bracha achas main shalosh doesn't have a bracha of hoda'ah. Memela, there's nowhere to put it. So that's why you don't have alanisim in bracha achas main shalosh. So what was going on? Why would Reb Chaim have to come up with a whole new approach? Why would the Gra have to come up with a whole new approach? So Yeruch Maltzrin suggests is that this really goes back to a basic chakira of what Alanisim is really all about. What's the din of Alanisim on Chanukah? Is it a regular din of Haskaras Me'en Ma'ora that you have to mention the day whenever you have a special day? Shabbos you say Ritzei, Rosh Chodesh Yantif you say Yalav Yavo. So good, so that's Haskaras Me'en Ma'ora. So on Chanukah Purim you say Alanisim. Or maybe no. Maybe the din of Alanisim is specifically not part of this general din of talking about the day on a special day. No, it's specifically a din in Chanukah. Because Chanukah is a yom of Hoda'ah, and therefore Alanisim is the way we express that Hoda'ah. Meaning, how do we fulfill Hoda'ah al Hanes? Alanisim. Not the din in benching of Haskaras Meina Ma'ora. No, it's a din in Hodal and Ace of Chanukah. And it seems that this is a Machlokas Rishonim. Because the Tur in Simin Tafresh Pei Beis writes, Kol Ches Yimei Chanukah, Mazkir Shel Chanukah. Perish Alanisim B'Tfilah, Birchus HaMazon. Throughout the 8 days of Chanukah, Mazkir Shel Chanukah. That is the exact Lashon that we would use to describe Ritzei, Yalav Yavo. What do we call it? Hazkaras Me'ina Ma'ora. You mentioned that, that the din in benching, a din in tefillah, is to make mention of what day it is. In fact, it's almost explicit in the Tosefta that way. Tosefta in the third paragraph of Brachos writes, Kol shein b'musav gon chanukah purim, arvis, shachris, humincha, mispal shmon esrei, v'omer, me'ein ha-ma'ora b'hoda'a. The Tosefta explicitly identifies that Alanisim is what? It's me'ena ma'ora. It's a din in tefillah. It's a din in benching. It's what you do when there's a special day. But Rashi seems to say not that way. Rashi, on the sugya in Shabbos Tav Chaf Aleph, the famous sugya, my Chanukah, right? The Gemara says, what's the great nes of Chanukah? So it tells the whole story. So the famous part of the Gemara is where it tells the story of the oil. But then the Gemara says, and therefore, okay, so we had this great miracle of the oil. It lasted longer than we thought. There are a lot of good kashas you could ask on that Gemara. Was that really the Nes of Chanukah? It's not what we talk about in the Alanisim, right? In the Alanisim, we talk about not so much the oil, we talk about the war. And Lechora, that was the Nes of Chanukah. I just spoke with one of the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael last week. I mentioned that the Nes of the oil is like the, I called it the miracle of my Toyota Corolla. The miracle of my Toyota Corolla was that my first Toyota Corolla last year the battery died, and the mechanic said, "This is the original battery. That's pretty amazing that it lasted that long." Good, that's the Nes Chanukah, right? That should have had this much juice, and that amount of juice lasted extra long. Okay, I didn't start making a yantif of my Toyota Corolla. It was nice that I didn't have to change it 2 years earlier when, a natural Toyota Corolla would have had to change its battery. Okay, so that was very nice. But the real miracle is the miracle of the Milchama L'chara. That was something that was life-threatening. That was something that was really important. Okay, but aside from that, the Gemara then concludes, so therefore, because of that miracle, L'shana acheres kva'um va'asoyim yom tovim b'halel v'hoda'a. They made a special day, and how do we commemorate the day? How do we mark the day? Halel and Hoda'a. So says Rashi, yeah, where's the Hoda'a? Where do you do Hoda'a? So Rashi says, Lo shasurim b'malacha. It's not that it's a day that you're not allowed to do malacha. Shlo nikvu elo likros halel. He's now translating the Gemara, right? When the Gemara says halel voda, likros halel, okay, halel means to say halel. Vilomer al hanisim b'hoda'a. How are we mekayim hoda'a? By saying al hanisim. Whoa, so Rashi's clearly telling us al hanisim is not the same as Ritzei and Yalav Yavo and any other just mentioning the day. No, this is a particular kiyum of Chanukah, that the nature of Chanukah is a day of Hoda'ah, and the way we fulfill that is by saying al hanisim in the bracha of Hoda'ah. Rav Yerucham Alshon then goes on to bring, we're not going to have time to get into it, he brings many, many rayas, one way or the other, that it's a din of Haskaras Mein Amorah and Shabbos and Yantiv. He has several rayas. But l'may naf kamina, between these two shitos, whether al hanisim is part of the guf habracha, or it's an additional part that just happens to be thrown in the middle of the bracha, but is not be'emtza bracha. So he says it could be. You know, there is a discussion as follows. There is a discussion as follows. What if someone forgets al hanisim? Can you say it between one bracha and the next, before you begin the next bracha? Like by Yalav Yavo, you could say it between the bracha of Avoda and the bracha of Modim. So Shari Tshuva quotes from the Radvaz that you could say al hanisim or Yalav Yavo between one bracha and the next, because it's not a bracha levatala. And he says, Kein Roy Linog, that's what you should do. Marsham in Das Torah quotes in the Prima Gadim that no, that will be a hefsik. You're not allowed to just add it in. Bein bracha lebracha, it's usher to be mafsik. So l'chora, the mechaber sounds that way as well. Mechaber writes, im niskar ba'osa bracha, right? The mechaber we said earlier. If you remember while you're still in the bracha, before you said Shem Hashem, then you could still say it. Sounds like once you finish the bracha, so you're not able to go back. What are they arguing about? So says Rav Yerucham Alshon, it could be that they're arguing about the following. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, let's say you forget a different critical part of the second bracha of benching. You forget Bris or Torah and Birchas Haaretz. So even if you just skip one of those parts, so the Shaar Tzion writes in Sivkat and Ches in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, I'm sorry, the Shulchan Aruch writes Machzirin also. If you forget Bris, Torah, you have to go back, you have to repeat it. Says the Shaar Tzion, that's only if you first remember after you already started Rachimna. Because it's no better than Yalav Yavo and Birchas Ritzei. That if you forgot it, you could still say it as long as you haven't started the next bracha. So Bris and Torah, you could still say as long as you haven't started the next bracha. So that's the Shaar Tzion. That when it comes to forgetting other critical parts of the second bracha of benching, as long as you haven't started the next bracha, you could still say it just like Yalav Yavo. Says the Emek bracha. The Emek bracha was Rav Pomeranchik, I think was his name. It's the Talmud of the Brisker Rav. He wrote a beautiful sefer. It's a big brown sefer called the Emek Bracha. If I'm not mistaken, he died at the age of, I want to say 34, something extremely young. And it makes the sefer all the more impressive that someone that young was able to produce a work of such high-level lamdus in all areas, you know, in all areas of Torah. It's one thin volume, but it's a tremendous lamdus. And he really took the mahalich of his Rebbe. So the Emek Bracha, not a Talmud Biskrav, I think it was the Talmud of Reb Chaim. He must have been the Talmud of Reb Chaim, not a Talmud of Biskrav. I think it was too early to be, I don't remember. So in the Emek Bracha, he suggests that the Shaar Tzion over here, what's he saying? If you forget Bris or Torah, it's no different than forgetting Yalav Yavo. And therefore, as long as you haven't started the next bracha, you can still let it in. He says, no. There's a difference between that which is part of the bracha and that which is something that just happens to be added in proximity to the bracha. Meaning, there are certain things that are not part of the bracha, just l'chadchila, we put it into the bracha, but it's not really a fundamental part of the bracha, like Yalav Yavo. He says, Yalav Yavo is not a fundamental part of the bracha. We just have to put it somewhere, so we put it in the bracha. So as long as you haven't started the next bracha yet, so put it in there. Put it in wherever, in between the brachos. That's fine too. But he says, Brisa Torah, they're not independent entities. They are part of the Birchas Haaretz. So they can only be inside the bracha. You forget to mention bris, you forget to mention Torah in the second bracha of benching. You can't just say, okay, I haven't started the third bracha yet, so I'll say something about bris v'Torah. There is no din of saying something about bris v'Torah. There's a din of saying birchas ha'aretz, which happens to include bris and Torah. So what you have to say is that if you leave out eretz chemda tova, so certainly it's not going to help to say it before the bracha of Rachemna, because Eretz Chemda Tova is obviously the Iker Bracha. But clearly there's a machlokas whether Bris and Torah are part of the Iker Bracha or not. All that matters to us from that whole discussion is apparently there's a difference between that which is a chelek of the bracha itself and that which is only a haskara that happens to be in the bracha, but is not a chelek of the bracha itself. Anything that's a chelik of the bracha itself cannot be mentioned independently after the bracha is already over. Oh, it's part of the bracha, so you can't mention it separately. As opposed to something that's a haskara, but is not a chelik of the bracha itself, yeah, that you can mention independently, like yalav yavo. So what about alanisim? What about alanisim? You say it in the bracha of nodelcha. If it's only a haskara, but we just have to put it somewhere, so we put it in the bracha of Hodah, or is it, no, maybe it becomes a chelek of the bracha of Hodah. That's the machlokas that we were talking about before. If you say that it's only haskaras meina ma'ora, so it's just like Yalav Yavo. Really the din is, talk about the yom. Okay, so you talk about the yom. Where should you talk about the yom? In the bracha of Hodah. And if you missed it, so talk about the yom after the bracha of Hodah, before you get to Bani Yerushalayim. But if you say like Rashi, that Al HaNisim is not like Yalav Yavo. Al HaNisim is a kiyum of Hodah on Chanukah. So it's not a haskara. It's not stam haskara is meinamar. That is how we fulfill Hodah on Chanukah. So on Chanukah, the bracha of Hodah takes on a new nature to it. It takes on a new element to it. And that is that Al HaNisim becomes part of the bracha. Not just the Al HaNisim needs somewhere to land, so we stick it in the bracha. No, it becomes a critical part of the bracha. So based on that, we understand very well that according to the Radvaz, Al HaNisim could work between one bracha and the other bracha. Because Al HaNisim, he holds, is like Yalav Yavo. It's Haskaras Meina Ma'ora. Whereas those who disagree and say that you can't mention Al HaNisim between one bracha and the other bracha would say that it's part of the bracha of Hodah. That could explain what would happen if a person, you know, let's go back to what we started with now. What were the two questions that we started with? Number one, we said we were bothered why it is, well, three questions that we started with. So let's actually go back to the third one. We were bothered why it is that there's no mention of Al HaNisim in Al HaMichya, right? So we said, well, the Gra says because it's only a minag. Reb Chaim has this very fancy explanation. What was wrong with what Maram Rutenberg said? Maram Rutenberg said that it's simply because it's there is no bracha of hoda'a in bracha achas mein shalosh, so there's nowhere to put it. If there's no hoda'a, there's nowhere to put it. Maybe now we understand a little bit better why they want to argue with Maran Rutenberg. See, Maran Rutenberg must have held like Rashi that it's part of the hoda'a. So in Al HaMichya, where there is no hoda'a, mainly there's no Al HaNisim. But let's say you hold not like Rashi. You hold it's not part of the hoda'a. You hold it's Haskaras Mein Amora. You hold like all the other Rishonim, like the Pashas of the Tur and the Tosefta, that it's the regular Kima of Haskaras Mein Amora. Do you have mention of Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos in Al HaMichya? Yeah. So if Al HaNisim is just that, then it should still belong in Al HaMichya. So it's one thing to say that there's no hoda'a, so therefore we leave out anything that's hoda'a related. Yeah, but is this really hoda'a related? According to Rashi, yes. And that's why Maram Rutenberg thinks that's a good enough answer. So Maram Rutenberg works if you hold like Rashi. But the Gra and Reb Chaim must have held that it's a din of Haskaras Meina Ma'ora. He then gets into why it is that the Gra doesn't like Reb Chaim and Reb Chaim doesn't like the Gra. But let's leave that out in order to answer the other questions. Magen Avraham said, if you forget Ritzei or Yal V'Yavo, so when you repeat benching, you don't have to repeat Alanis. If you forget Ritzei or Yal V'Yavo, but you remembered Alanisim, so you have to repeat benching because you forgot Ritzei, you don't have to repeat Alanisim. So Chayad and Mishbur were all up in arms. What do you mean? You weren't Yotze benching the first time. How could it be that you don't repeat Alanisim? So it could be that Magen Avraham understands that Alanisim is not a din of Haskaras Meina Ma'ora. It's a din of Hoda'ah, like Rashi. And therefore, it's a chiyuv of Haskara on its own. It's a separate mitzvah that you just had to put it somewhere, so mele, we stuck it in Birchas Hamazon. So the first time you said it in benching, yeah, you weren't Yotze benching. But it's okay, this isn't a din in benching. This is a din in Hoda'ah. So once you mentioned Alanisim, you're Yotze, the chiyuv of Hoda'ah, and Chanukah, and mele, you have no requirement to be Yotze the Chiyuv of Hoda'ah an additional time. And he says, maybe that's why, maybe that's the explanation of the Ramah that we began with as well. What did the Ramah say? That if you forget Al Anisim in benching, you could make it up with the Racham and the Yassel and Anisim. But in Tefillah, apparently there's no such mechanism. Why would Tefillah be any different? So it could be that the Ramah holds that there's a difference between the requirement of Al Anisim in Tefillah and the requirement of Al Anisim in Birchas Hamazon. Because the Rishonim raised the question, why is the Gemara not sure whether you should say Alanisim in benching, but there's no Shaila, of course you would say Alanisim in Tefillah. So Rashi over there writes, B'tefillah pshitalan, shari lahalel ulahoda'a nikvu. Meaning Rashi holds Alanisim is a din of Hoda'a on Chanukah. So it's pashut that you're Mekayim, the mitzvah of Hoda'a, B'tefillah, and it's not so pashut that you would be Mekayim that in Birch Samazon. The whole Shaila was, is there an additional din of Alanisim of Haskaras Meina Ma'ora? Is there an additional din of Prasumei Nisa? Ooh, so now you understand why it might be different. You see, if the Alanisim in Tefillah is based on Hoda'ah, and the Alanisim in benching is based on Haskaras Meina Ma'ora, so it makes sense that the Alanisim in benching is going to have different rules than the Alanisim in Tefillah. Alanisim in Tefillah is a din of Hoda'ah. So that has to, that there's no makeup at the end. But an Alanisim in benching is a din in Haskaras Meina Ma'ora, and if that's the case, it could be for Haskaras Meina Ma'ora, you could say the Nusach at the end. But that's only going to be by benching. That might be the Svara for the Ramah. So we went a little bit fast over here, but essentially, to summarize, what exactly the nature of Alanisim seems to be a major machlokas in the Rishonim, and seems to have reverberations in the Halacha, whereas Rashi seems to assume that Alanisim is not like Yal V'Yavo, it's not like Ritzei. Alanisim is a specific Chanukah-related kiyum of Hoda'ah. Other Rishonim seem to assume, no, it's just like Yal V'Yavo, it's just like Ritzei. And it may have a nafkamina whether you have a makeup later on, it may have a nafkamina whether you can still say it before you start the next bracha, it may have a nafkamina whether, what was the other one? It may have a nafkamina whether you have to repeat the Alanisim the second time when you have to repeat benching because of forgetting the Ritzei or the Yal V'Yavo. So this is a little bit about Alanisim on Chanukah. There's obviously a lot more to study here, but we'll leave it at that. Okay.